Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you go on holiday, there is no finer achievement than doing absolutely nothing. Nothing on the beach, nothing by the pool. Walking kind of nowhere and chatting about nothing. As an Expedia member, you can save up to 30% when you add a hotel to your flight. So you can have a bit more money to go out there with great ambition to do absolutely nothing. Expedia, made to travel.
And welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Zach and Tayshia.
We need like more of a romantic song for them, like, so this is Zach and Tayshia.
I think I was more shook with the amount of love that we saw in that proposal and the last like 30 minutes of this episode than I've ever seen on our screen.
I haven't seen a love like that since Trista and Ryan.
For real? That's a perfect comparison. A perfect comparison. So, Broads, Beck and I were watching this episode together, and we were both, I'll post crying. It later, we were both fully crying. Like tears, like that proposal, the making the way up to the proposal.
I had, like, you know when you get a wave of chills? Literally, yeah. It was like the tide was coming in, and I was getting chills just rolling over me. Like, seriously, though, I was like, oh. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps.
It was left and right. It was what we needed to really wrap up 2020. I was like, what a beautiful way to start the new year.
Let's not forget, as I pointed out earlier, we're getting not one, but two engagements in one season. Two happy love stories. I know some people are doubtful about
I fully believe
Dale and Claire, but I believe in them.
I feel like, especially in the past month, like these two, they're moving in together. Their stories together. I think they really found each other. They have so much in common. Their TikToks together.
I think they're just both in their own little universes that it's hard for us common folk to relate to them.
That's very true.
But
they just
have. They're on their own planet.
I mean, you see like Claire posting that Dale is always writing her these little love notes around the house. And I believe it. Like, I truly believe. And is it maybe also for them to post on Instagram? Yes. But I believe that it's because they truly love each other. And they also both want to post on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
It just works
together.
Yeah,
it's like the kind of couple where Claire's like, babe, let's make a TikTok. And Dale's like, let's do it, babe.
And then they're super excited when they both get a lot of good engagement. They like cheer each other on. It's like, oh my God, did you see how many likes
high
I
five,
got on this?
Yeah.
We're doing it, baby.
Let's hop on the Peloton, sweetie, and give it a good go.
And now on the flip side, I think we are going to see not much from our sweet Tayshia and Zach.
Because they're just going to be so busy falling in love.
They're so busy. And also
off
like
the internet.
Also just Zach in general on his social media is so quiet. You know, when he is a little bit older and...
He doesn't really know his way around the gram.
No, he doesn't really know.
He's like, IGTV, what's that?
And Tayshia, in general, isn't a big poster on Instagram either. Even throughout Paradise, Colton season, like, she's not a huge Instagrammer, you know, minus, like, the occasional ad and, like, her dinners here and there. That's it. I think they're going to be a quiet Instagram couple, but... We are here and we are celebrating love.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, this whole episode will just be, we're going to obviously go over everything. But all in all, I was like, wow, not a satisfying ending. We have to start out acknowledging that. I just bit my tongue. They had the audacity to just end it with the engagement. We didn't even get like a 45-second like loop of them and what they're doing now in quarantine together.
The audacity. And again, Beck and I watched this on our little secret way to get East Coast time.
Yeah.
And because of that, right now, we're recording and we haven't seen any posts from Tayshia and Zach yet.
Of course, that makes it weird also.
So we don't even know. But still! We didn't get anything. We got nothing. Not even like a Real Housewives style caption at the end that like where all of a sudden they're freeze frame and it's like Tayshia and Zach are still engaged and doing well and they're making it work bi-coastally. Yes. Exactly. That would have been great.
Didn't get that. And beyond that, of course, we obviously then didn't get to hear from Ben, Brendan, or Ivan.
Nothing.
After the final rose.
Nothing.
Which is actually, I have to say this about this season. It was expedited and I didn't hate it.
I would also agree with you. You know,
I would have liked a 2-minute reel and I would have been perfectly satisfied.
Yep. There wasn't. It was just like how the men tell all that we loved that it was only one hour. No bullshit. They did not give us any excess. And
they trimmed the fat.
Yeah. They didn't give us any excess. It was fantastic. It was just like we got straight to the point. And, you know, I definitely think there was some miraculous editing at work that I'll bring up later that Abroad sent over to me that all of a sudden now I'm scratching my head about a couple things.
We didn't have to deal with any of Chris Harrison's quips to the audience or, you know,
It definitely...
We didn't get to see Ben's audition for The Bachelor after the final rose.
I feel like that there was a pretty... It was a pretty decent audition, though, with his exit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they kept that brief. They kept up... We were like, Ivan, who? Ivan was out the door.
I know. Problems with this, but the only thing that they didn't keep brief was we actually got to see like the full proposal moment. It seemed
that was gorgeous
with Zach and Tayshia, and thank you ABC for not cutting that. Like it was just that I love you speech and
so real,
oh
so
God.
Genuine and real.
It was the definition of genuine and real.
It was.
it truly was. I was telling you, I'm like, I truly can't think of a lead, an ending where I see someone that I believe is so as in love.
I'm saying Trista and Ryan.
Yes. But for at least for years and years.
Yes.
I can't think of watching a proposal where I go, oh, that, you know, quote unquote contestant is so in love beyond a shadow of a doubt with the lead, like that they truly want what's best for that person, and I believe it with every fiber of my being.
Oh yeah, I mean it gave me that feeling like that feeling of when you first fall in love in high school. Like it gave me all of those warm and fuzzy feelings watching their love, and it made me truly believe in love.
It made me believe in love. And honestly, you know, I've been doubting it these days with these shows. I'm like,
truly though. They really wrapped it up after we had Pete's season, Hannah Ann's season, Colton's season.
Yeah, it's
Becca's season.
It's just been, it has not been, and even before that, it was like, you haven't seen people who actually ended up together long term for a hot minute.
Since Ari's season.
Yes, and that, of course, was a whole ride in itself.
Yeah. Wasn't a straight shot there.
No, no. And
which, speaking of which, quick plug, we are taking a break off next week of Chatty Broads, but Grayson and I will be debuting our Patreon recaps. They're going to be about 20% as funny as Chatty Broads, but...
Wait, is it officially coming out next week?
We've already recorded our first 2 episodes.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
It's pretty stupid. It's pretty fucking dumb, I'm not going to lie. But it's also it's fun, and Gray's taking it really seriously.
That's very cute.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm gonna listen again tonight, babe, and see if there's any edits, anything that we should take out.
I can't wait until until I get to actually hear his response and reaction to this.
Yeah, it's definitely he's not on par with you, Jess. I'm just gonna say.
Well,
I'm kind of carrying everything, being like, so this is what happened next. What did you think about that? Remember when you said this while we were watching it? Care to repeat that while we're recording now?
We've had a lot of practice the past 2 years.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of practice. Well, I'm stoked for that.
It'll be fun. Anyway.
But speaking of the past 2 years, this is our last episode of 2020.
Wow.
this is our last episode.
And what a way, honestly, to tie it all
up. I mean, what a way. You know, I know that we've gotten obviously some message where some of the broads are sad that we're not going to be around next week, but Beck and I are taking that week off.
We've also been doing double episodes all month, which normally we only do one episode a week for the whole month.
Very true.
So y'all are blessed.
You're absolutely blessed.
Remember.
And we haven't taken 1 week off in the 2 years that we've been doing this. One full week off. Dude. So this is crazy. And then
I have when I gave birth both times. I've technically taken two
full
weeks off.
I don't count that as a week off for you. I don't consider that a week off.
But both of us together haven't taken a week off.
No. Yeah. But then, of course, we'll Working be back queens. In action first week in January with that Monday Matt's cast bio, and then Tuesday the recap. I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
And we're gonna have the boys back for the,
yes.
the cast list, which I am really excited about.
I'm so stoked. Also, when we got that clip of Matt's episode, excusez-moi, the drama that we are about to see.
What I said was, I am loving, and then we'll dive into this episode. I'm loving, like, although I am not personally stoked for Matt James because I have a lot of feelings just surrounding him, like clout chaser with Tyler, mm-hmm. question mark. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Question
you
mark.
You know, mm-hmm. all about the box stadium seats. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I like how they're doing this whole 007 vibe, kind of.
Yes.
Like, it's kind of fun, like, dun dun dun. No, I guess that's not 007, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm talking about. They're in, like, a chateau. Yes. It's very, kind of, like, the chateau is very ominous, actually, and kind of looming in the background of all these shots. Mm-hmm. But I kind of like that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got sort of, like, haunted ski chalet with evil villain sort of vibes.
And the amount of drama that looks like we are going to see is... wild.
These girls look horrible.
I'm not gonna lie to you, like, I didn't feel warm and fuzzy watching it, that's for sure. No. I was like, there's gonna be when I watched it, all I could think about was the amount of notes of actual transcribing conversations that are gonna have to be made, because it's like, okay, well, you know, Chelsea said this, but then Leslie said this, and that one weird word, and then we're going to have to see who wins the fight, and it's going to be a lot of
that. They're all going to be going to Matt about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, poor Matt. He doesn't even know what he's getting into.
It's going to be like the first 3 weeks of Pete season all over again.
And we were talking about yesterday when we weren't off mic, we were like, Matt has had zero experience in the Bachelor franchise. It's not like he has had a warm-up on a season before. He's going
Tyler will be coaching him, though.
Yeah, but you can coach. You
Tyler
can only
will
do
literally
so much
be
of.
In his ear. Yeah, but like time. Tyler hasn't been to paradise. You know,
that's true.
Tyler's had a very specific experience. I think with,
that's very true.
But I bet Hannah will be coaching him too.
Yeah. But again, until you're actually on camera, I would imagine it's vastly different.
Oh yeah, he's looking a little deer in the headlightsy on night one.
Ooh,
in the previous.
So excited.
But we see him breaking. We see him crying, which I love to see. Mm-hmm, The season looks like a true shit show, and I am looking forward to it.
So looking forward to it. Okay, before we talk about some sponsors for a minute and then dive into the episode, one quick moment of drama.
Yes.
That I got a lot of messages about is that Zach's ex spoke out in a recent, I think it was either US Weekly or
dun, dun,
People
dun.
Interview. Yes, and of course my heart is racing because mm-hmm. I read this right before we started to watch the episodes.
Right.
I'm like, do not do this to mm-hmm. our king. Don't mm-hmm. do it. But his ex basically said that it's been really tough watching him because she's 9 months pregnant right now. And she's like, it's so weird to see my ex-husband on screen. But she said he's a good guy. He's a really sensitive guy. And that she really hopes, this came out like, a day ago. She's like, she really hopes that him and Tayshia find happiness and that it does, that they did end up together. She hopes that they would end
Someone
up together.
Someone else's ex needs to take notes, apparently.
Apparently.
I think that it's got to be hard. What I was saying to you is that I think it's got to be hard because she's got to look at it and think like, not that she's unhappy now with her new husband, but she's got to look at it and go, damn, like, I wish I had got that guy.
Yeah, of course.
You know, wish I had gotten the guy who had done the work and who had, you know.
I would imagine just watching, an ex in general, let alone an ex, like, spouse on screen. And she did make a comment. The only, like, you know, I would say slightly negative
Shady
thing
or whatever,
that she said was that he did seem different a little different than she knows on camera. But then she also acknowledged this is a different person than the man that she was with, 10 years ago?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, that part is probably part of what's hard to watch, is being like, this is a different guy in a good way. This is a guy, you know, who has this emotional maturity and all of this stuff that I didn't get. And I'm sure that's kind of difficult. But, you know.
Well, thank goodness we did not get all of a sudden some. Can you imagine if the day before, the day of, we get some article loaded with all this fucking shade about Zach? Like, actually, he's been lying about this, 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 and this, and he blah, 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 blah. She specifically said in the article, I forgot about this, cheating was not a part of an ending for them.
Wow.
So even through all that he was going, or that was happening with his... before he became addiction, sober, and yeah, all of his addiction, that cheating was not a factor, which I think is huge.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and I think he'd be the first to admit, too, that, like, he's changed and that he wasn't a great partner and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that he sat with Tayshia's dad and immediately was just like, by the way, Mr. Tayshia, by the way, Mr. Adams, I just want to let you know that I was married before.
I used to like divorces. I used to like partying.
Yeah, when he said he's like, I was partying really hard, I was like, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, is this too much?
And it wasn't.
Just a king. All right. Well, before we get into this spicy recap, Brad, so self-care products are one of those things that end up being a never-ending rabbit hole. I know I'm not the only one who will go online looking for a moisturizer, and then the next thing I know, it's 2 a.m. and I still haven't picked one, and I'm more confused than I was when I started. And you know, the other day I caught Evan online trying to find that perfect moisturizer, doing the same thing. Mm. He's been trying to do that skincare, work on that skincare life for himself, the best routine, all that. He couldn't pick one. Well, luckily for the men out there who are looking for that perfect new self-care routine, Hawthorn is your one-stop shop.
Well, not only that, but they do all the work for you, because Hawthorn is the premium personal care brand that's making it ridiculously easy for guys to feel and smell their best. So he'll start off by taking Hawthorne's online quiz, which is filled with fun questions like, how do you spend a night out, or what's your favorite drink? And this helps the team get to know you, or get to know the person you're shopping for, and then they'll help them pick out their perfect products.
Honestly, it's such a fun idea, and it takes all the intimidation out of self-care shopping, and the team at Hawthorn will curate everything. And if you or them don't like the products, no problem, returns are super easy, and Hawthorn will even retailer the products based on your feedback. Their customer service is fantastic. But I'm pretty sure you're going to love the products, because the guys in my life who have used Hawthorn and do use it, after they go through their Hawthorn self-care routine, I'm following them around like a puppy in love, because it smells so good. So, you know, I had to get my mans on that.
Do what we did for the guys in our lives and take Hawthorn's quiz today and get started on a personalized self-care routine by going to Hawthorn.co and use promo code Chatty to get 10% off your first purchase. That's Hawthorne.co, promo code Chatty. Hawthorn.co, promo code Chatty.
Well, finding little moments of peace on busy days is not always an easy thing to do, but it's so important on days when it's go, go, go from sunup to sundown with no break. I feel it by the end, like I'm 2 seconds away from snapping, which is why I make a real effort to have a few minutes of a brain break every day. For my sake, and let's be honest, for the sake of those around me, my newest obsession is Solitaire Grand Harvest.
Who doesn't love a good game of solitaire?
Am I right?
I do too. It's a card game classic that's always been good, but now it's even better than before, because Solitaire Grand Harvest gives an old favorite a modern spin. You can play your cards to advance through the game by growing and harvesting crops. So just trust us, after one game, you're going to be playing this again and again. I don't know why I love these kind of games.
I know. I get really stuck on them, but they really relax my head. Mm. Help me get out of that. Same. That cognitive moment, mm-hmm. You know? I played it one night and Evan saw, and of course, then he had to try it. And now we both have it on our phones and we like to start the little friendly competitions before bed. It's a fun way to wind down after a busy day. You both look forward to it. And we're both pretty competitive. Also, hello. Are you about to participate in a Zoom family Christmas with relatives who are going to bring up prying questions about your personal life that you don't want to answer? Well, you can have your Solitaire Grand Harvest pulled up and just be quietly playing it to drown out Aunt Sally asking you when you'll finally settle down with a nice young man, okay?
I have an Aunt Sally, and she may or may not be the kind of person to ask those questions.
No shade towards Aunt Sally, but you might want to have that pulled up. You know what I'm saying? Because she might be asking, so where's the ring, Becca? Gray? You just have your solitaire just pulled up.
Whether you're stuck inside or stuck with your family members on Zoom, or you're just dreaming of the great outdoors, now you can have a fun farm style getaway right at your fingertips, plus solitaire at the same time. Best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. Download Solitaire Grand Harvest for free today in the Apple App Store, Google Play, and Amazon.
Okay, well, we start out this episode
giving me a hernia.
My breathing, my heart rate was so accelerated.
Back to Ben.
So
I feel like I'm a lifetime away going back to the beginning of this episode.
I know. It feels like it was crazy because it was only 2 hours, but it felt like it was such a journey because they packed in so
especially
much.
Especially because I was in an Uber the whole time watching it on my phone.
Yes, you were.
That's another story. Okay, so she's saying in the background, like, I sent him home to producers. I sent him home for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a rose ceremony. And now this!
And he's just saying that he's like, I can tell by looking in her eyes, there's something more.
Which to me, it's like, it screams like, I'm an empath.
Well,
and so when she's looking distraught, I can tell that she's distraught.
Well, my biggest thing about this too was, again, we have to remember yesterday's episode where he kept saying like that he wasn't there to necessarily get back in. And yet he remained on the couch she was trying to make a decision. And then when she came back to the couch, he right away was like, hold my hand. And my biggest takeaway from this, and by the way, it started here and it continued through the entire episode, was that I kept noting that every time Ben, whether it was to Tayshia or to Tayshia's dad later, he always was saying, I'm in love with you because you make me feel like I've never felt before.
Oh my God.
I'm in love with Tayshia because she makes me feel better than I've ever felt. I've always wanted to feel this way. There was not one time that was mentioned their relationship.
Any kind of mutual.
Nothing mutual.
Connection.
The language that it was, and of course, Ivan was just like how Zach was. But Zach, I think even the most had this language that was always centered around Tayshia. And I felt like what was a big red flag for me is that the way that Ben always centered his language was around his feelings. You see just Tayshia spiraling because there's so much stress, but it's just like, I feel the best. Like, I've always wanted this feeling. And that's a big red flag.
Also, I felt like he was doing what I was saying yesterday, which I felt like he was just fishing for what she wanted to hear. Because she sat down, she said she's still shocked.
Yep.
And I feel, I just feel like he's throwing out little hooks. That's like what I said yesterday. I just felt like he kept doing that. Mm-hmm. And what really bothered me is she was like, why didn't you tell me earlier? And, you know, the reason he didn't tell her earlier is what we had said like a week or two ago, because he didn't feel it in the moment. And he listened to his heart and he was true to himself in the moment. Yeah. I believe that.
I believe that, too.
I believe. Wait, did we say that? I don't remember if we said that on the episode or not. I think we did.
Yeah, we did.
Saying like, I think that he listened to his gut saying that, like, he's not there yet.
Yeah.
And then I felt like he hit override and came back and was like, I'm in love with you. And kept saying that it was because he was terrified. I just felt like that wasn't really the case. I felt like the case was that the reason he didn't say it is because he was, he was probably scared. But I think that he just realized that, like, he couldn't get the words out of his mouth because his heart and his head were not in the same place.
I agree. I think he really liked Tayshia. I think he enjoys spending time with her. I think they definitely have sexual chemistry. They're both attracted to each other. But, I think his initial reaction was the one that maybe was the most true to how he felt. And she had all these valid questions where she's like, so how do I know that down the road you're not going to run away whenever it gets hard?
I didn't get what that was referencing, though.
I think it was because he was saying like, hey, I got nervous and I got uncomfortable.
Oh, that's why I had backed out emotionally.
So right.
Okay, I understand.
And so
I was
like,
when she said that, actually, I was like, I have no idea what she's talking about.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Because then he was trying to explain. He was explaining to her too about, I was assuming that I was going to get the rose and then I'd have a great opportunity to tell you later that I loved you. And she's like, well, then why didn't you tell me after when I was walking? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, she said, I have missed you, and she says that he can come to the rose ceremony.
Yes. And then she also mentions, after she says that, she's like, I have a lot on my plate, by the way. So I'm very overwhelmed. Be aware, I'm going to let you back in the rose ceremony, but just so you know, the guy that I thought I was going to choose and that I was going to be with just left. I'm very overwhelmed right now.
I wonder if she knew in that moment that she was going to send Ivan home. I was confused by that.
I think maybe. I think probably in her brain, she thought it was always going to be Zach and Brendan at the very end. And I think that she is sexually attracted to Ben, and her and Ivan have that more like close friendship. And yeah. obviously we find out why she, one of the biggest reasons why she ends up sending Ivan home, which we didn't get a conversation of, about. But I think she probably was going to send him home and then, or was like,
I think of the sexual, I think you're right. I think the sexual attraction between her and Ben sort of hit the override button.
Well, because then
when and then they leaving, walk out and then they make out and she initiates it.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
And then she comes back in and she was like, why did I do that? And I was like, girl, I don't know why you did that either.
We do not know why. And, you know, she, yeah, I think she really is attracted to him. And so, and also he was lingering. Like, you knew it was going to happen because he kept lingering. And she's like, why? And he's like, oh, this was the best thing ever. She initiated it. And now he feels so confident going in. And his, he's like, I can't believe it worked.
Rose ceremony. Yes. I love it because Zach, as always, is acknowledging like, well, anything could happen. He's just so, God, I just love Zach.
Ugh.
I've never, you were so, you loved him from the beginning. I was like, no, creepy. and I'm so happy to be wrong with this. I love him now.
I think
I have so much respect for him.
He's just an absolutely fantastic person. And I think that he, the more that as each episode continued, I feel like you just saw that he maybe just took this process really seriously. Mm-hmm. And so maybe sometimes it could come off like, oh my God, why is he so intense and serious in this
moment?
Well, no,
he's just, it was just the weird dad thing. Remember, like I said, where I'd just be like, why is he saying that? Oh, stop.
He's dorky. Also, we found out via social media that he did not put in an application for the show.
We saw the DMs between him and who is that?
I think it was a sister-in-law. Perhaps?
Someone.
Yeah.
DM between him and someone, and they put the application in for him.
Yes.
And he's just like, okay, LOL, whatever.
He actually posted the text exchange, and it was his sister-in-law or sister said, Zach, what's your height and weight? And he goes, 6'1", 182 pounds. He says, getting me a suit date ? And she says, I'm going to send you an app in for Bachelorette. They're recasting with a laughy face. And he goes, LOL, better be funny. Have fun.
They're recasting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for Claire's season. Yeah. That's right. Okay. Sorry.
But then he's like, have fun. So this is not, and I think there's a piece too, where how organic he is probably because he wasn't trying to get on the show.
This is all meant to be, because if it hadn't been Claire in the initial Bachelorette, they wouldn't have been looking for older guys and recasting. If Tayshia had been the Bachelorette, they might not have cast Zach. They wouldn't have cast Zach because they wouldn't have recasted. And they put Zach in because he was older for Claire.
Oh my God.
And God blessed the broken road and brought him straight to Tayshia. So for all of you saying that you're pissed Claire is the Bachelorette and whatever, talking trash on her, shut up. Just shut up. It brought them together.
It was for them. And it was also then for Dale and Claire.
Yes.
Double. Haters. Double love. We have double love.
One double love coming up.
Oh, God. God. It's Isn't too beautiful. It's too beautiful. But yes, you're so right. He just continued to make comments about how he also, what was cracking me up is that he walks up to Chris Harrison. Chris Harrison's like, how are you, man? He's like, oh, well, I said I love you to Tayshia.
She said,
I love you back. And you know, he was dying to tell someone because he doesn't talk to the guys about like the tea. And he was just like, oh God, I got to tell somebody that she said I love you back to me. He had to have his sweet moment.
Now, did it irk you like it irked me when Ben comes in and immediately goes, just wanted to let you guys know that she invited me back. As if she called him up and said, would you come back?
I wrote down the way he comes and walks beaming back in and gives a half truth.
A half truth.
It's a half truth.
A twisted truth.
Yes.
She didn't. Her words were, I'll let you come to the rose ceremony.
Yeah. She said, I got a lot on my plate. I'm going to let you come. I have to process this. And he did not come back. I wouldn't have irked me if he would have come back and said, hey, guys, I realized that I really want to be with Tayshia and I had to tell her that I loved her. I'm sorry. You know, I can't stand the guy. But Bennett came back and was just like, I had to tell Tayshia that I loved her. So I came back. And now she's going to decide what to do with me. But Ben was like, she wanted me, like she invited me.
She invited, invited, like, invited is a very choice word.
That makes it sound like Tayshia had Chris Harrison come in and say, hey, yeah, I want Ben back. Can you please go retrieve him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very, very, very different.
That was a little, that was an interesting play. Mm-hmm. That was a pointed play. Not a dumb one, though, I will say.
Actually very smart.
But you know, Zach unruffled. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I understand. I understand. Ivan definitely was feeling struggle a little bit. Well, Tayshia walks in, and at this point, they didn't know that Brendan had been sent home. Tayshia also does a quick side, like, it just didn't work out. It was like, well, he did leave.
He broke up with you, girl. He
broke up, okay. Yikes. But then she picks up that first rose, and I was like, oh, first rose is going to Zach for sure. But then she asks Ivan if she can talk really quick. And Ivan, when she goes, can we talk really quick? And he pops his head up. He goes, yeah, what's up? What's up? She's like, we have to talk. And I was like, mom, my stomach.
Zach trying to give the benefit of the doubt. Like, she may want to talk to me next. You know, who knows? Maybe she's just trying to get some clarity. Because Ben's all like, what do you think? This just something about this just rubbed me the wrong way. How he just comes in. Just flies in. The guys think he's gone. And he's just like, so Zach, what do you think's going on in there? And Zach had a moment before he checked himself.
Yep.
Where he had like a Bennett moment of like, don't fucking touch me.
When Ben like came up right next to him, he was giving him so much side eye. So much
And
side
when Ben
eye.
Goes, what do you think is going on over there? Zach's like, and you can tell in a brief moment in his head, he's like, bro, why the fuck are you talking to me? And then he's just like, I don't know.
Maybe she's going to want to talk to me next. I don't know. Well, I mean.
Well, no, she was breaking up with him.
Okay.
That was quite a roundabout way to break up with someone, no?
Well, when I tell you that I am infuriated that we don't have context to what's going on, that would be putting it mildly. Ivan, who has been a person in this show who has brought in so much like conversation, we're having these conversations about George Floyd. He's bringing his brother in and we're having someone who had been incarcerated. I mean, the amount that he's brought to the show, and then we have this 2 second ending where we don't even know what happened. Just all of a sudden religion gets thrown out. And it's not like this is Hannah Brown season where Hannah Brown was constantly just talking about Jesus the whole time. Tayshia's just briefly mentioned like that God is important to her, like made a comment here and there, like I prayed about it. Whatever. Yeah. But we don't even know what happened. We don't know if Ivan, you know, was an atheist. We don't know. I'm sitting there like racking my brain. I'm like, okay, so his mom's Filipino, but in general, Filipino, it's like
Catholic.
But then there's a percentage of Muslim people in the Philippines. So I was like, maybe he was raised Muslim, or I mean, I don't know.
Maybe his dad is Muslim.
Yeah, maybe. Like, I don't know.
Or maybe he was just like, you know, they were staying up all night talking. And maybe Tayshia was like, so how would you picture raising our kids? Like, And if he was just like, yeah, no, I really don't want to raise my children like with religion.
Yeah. But then it was interesting, too, because he made that comment where he said, yeah, I mean, in the past, religion hasn't played a part in like affecting my relationships. So I was just interested. I'm really interested to hear more interviews post the show with Ivan about what the conversation looked like. Because I wanted to know more about him and they just cut it off and I was very upset.
Yeah.
And I mean, but no surprise, you know, he was just so gracious.
He kept it together and it was very brief.
So brief. It was brief on like both. I mean, like he kept it together. She was very brief.
He was just kind of like, okay, this is it. And
it threw me for a loop a little bit.
Kind of made me wonder if they had sort of come to that conclusion in the fantasy suites.
Well, he made that comment. He said, I knew in the back of my mind that this was going to be the bomb. So it must have been a pretty serious conversation when they were in the Airstream where it didn't go like, they obviously seemed fine the next day, but it must have been something where it was like, this is a little bit of an impasse here. I bet he was maybe surprised by the fact that she took a stance when at least we don't hear tons of conversation about her religion, at least via editing. Maybe she talks about it all the time, but.
And maybe she did know that Ivan was going home. That's why she let Ben come back.
Yeah.
Because she needed a top two.
Maybe.
And maybe she pictured Brendan, like you were saying.
Yeah. I think
Brendan was the last date too. So she probably just like had it in her head that Ivan was going home.
Yeah.
And then producers were probably like, well, this works out.
Yeah. And I do think she's more sexually attracted to Ben.
Yeah. Which, though, it seems like the only one that she had sex with is Zach.
I think so, too.
Interesting.
Which is what was making me nervous, by the way, when all of a sudden I'm like, oh, my God, she didn't have a fantasy suite with Ben. Is because truth
is her curiosity.
Truth be told, I could see myself doing something like that. Like, you know, I like a chase. So all of a sudden, if I've had sex with somebody, but then there's this other person, I'm a little bit like, well, I am curious because right. we do have great sexual chemistry.
Right. Right. Oof. Oof. Oof.
Yeah. Well, she came back and she said that she was going to be sticking with Ben. Yep. And Ben was coming back and again noted the language that Ben was saying, the only thing standing between me and Tayshia is Zach. And Zach was saying, like, you know, I didn't think Ben was going to be here. It's nerve wracking, but, you know, Tayshia needs to do what she needs to do to pro. I mean, it was just support. Yes. Yeah, so next we have the family, and we are blessed with Tayshia's dad. He is back. And we have everyone except her little sister, who I saw Tayshia post while we were watching this, saying that she is in the Naval Academy. And so she wasn't able to do this because of COVID.
Yeah.
But then as soon as I read that, I was like, oh, Becca.
West Point.
And I'm like, Ben, Ben's got this in the bag because there's going to be that military.
I was surprised her dad didn't take a stronger stance about Ben leaving and coming back. Like, her dad sort of all took it in stride and was like, oh, what? He came back?
You know? Yeah. I think that Ben is, when I was watching it, I was like, oh my God, my mom. I was picturing my family there. And I'm like, Ben would melt my mom's heart. Mm. It's kind of,
he was kind of jokey about it too, where he's like, well, you know, like, she dumped me last week, you know.
Yeah. And he's big, he's so smiley, and he came in with like really good energy. Mm-hmm. And so I think right away he definitely has that vibe where he makes a good impression on the family.
So the funny thing is that, you know, as we were watching this, we're texting each other and we're like, okay, shit always goes down normally at final family meetings. Yeah. Something always goes poorly for someone. So we're going, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Some
mm-hmm.
shit is going to hit the fan with Zach.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're watching all this Ben stuff. And the reason we thought that is because Ben's was going so well, you know?
Yes, except for probably when he walked in, I just could imagine his family being like, Colton? And having to do a double take. And her dad's like, hell no. There's no way that this guy's back. Hell to the no.
Well, they do a little cheers to second chances. It's cute. Mm-hmm, she sits down with her dad, tells him she's liked him from day one. She gets lost in time when they're together.
Yes. And she seems very giddy about him.
And her dad says, you know, I don't want you to have to. His caveat, though, is like, are you going to have to work to sort of like bring him to your level of emotion? Are you going to have to constantly be sort of tugging, reeling him back in so that he's staying on par with what's going on emotionally and relationally?
Ben, in the meantime, Ben is telling Tayshia's mom.
This is probably the third, fourth, maybe fifth time we hear him say, you know, the way she makes me feel is...
Yep.
Unlike, it's his phrasing too, he does over and over again, unlike anything I've ever felt in my lifetime.
Now, for those who are like, excuse me, there's nothing wrong, in my opinion, with being like, the way that this person makes me feel is the best I've ever felt. No,
it's just the one and the only thing about their relationship to him.
It's just that's all that's being said. And I granted, yes, I understand that editing happens, but this is being said over and over and over again.
Yeah, because he says that to her mom. Also says, it's a forever thing. I see having children with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, I'll come right out and say it. I'm in love with your daughter. And I'm like, okay. What? All right. That also is fine to me.
Yeah,
I was just like, her mom, who is not a super expressionful person like her dad, is just kind of like, okay, well, this is nice, you know. But then her dad says to him, what do you see in Tayshia? And then he gives the same answer.
Yeah.
So he's confirming that this is the one big thing over and over again, the way she makes me feel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I can tell you right now, my dad would be like, I can see my dad right now. Feelings are temporary, buddy. Hate to break it to you. Feelings come and go.
Uh-huh.
And mm-hmm. I could just see my dad
saying I was surprised that we didn't hear Tayshia's dad say that. I was ready. I was like, oh, as soon as he brought up feelings, especially because Tayshia's dad knew that he had bounced before. I'm like, oh, we're going to get a whole, like, my guy. Didn't. Listen, my guy. Yeah.
And we didn't. I was a little disappointed.
Today, my daughter might be giving you those hard eyes, but cut to a couple years from now, might not be so different all the time.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But he added on, I'd be an idiot not to come back to her. Meeting your daughter makes me feel ready to be married. Mm-hmm. We see this conversation wrap up, and Tayshia's dad that's all we see from him.
It seems to have gone really well.
I can't remember. It's the same thing as the son.
Mr. Adams is always my brain. I don't know. I'm
like
so,
Edmonton or something like that.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I'm so bad, by the way, at remembering we called Peter's dad the wrong name the entire time.
Like Daddy Peter
we
or whatever
him. We called him Jim the whole time. And his name is Peter Senior. But it was like, no, his name's Jim.
Just like about that. Well, Mr. Adams, you let us down, sir.
I was really
hoping. Needed some hard-assery.
Yeah, we were hoping for a Colton moment.
Just
but
for
also,
a TV moment, you know, yeah. That's all I really wanted.
But I do appreciate the fact that he let his daughter, like, it wasn't like him being like so intense. It's like, no, these are the two people that his daughter brought to the finale. And so, you know, I liked that he didn't go too hard.
Well, and I guess he didn't sing so many praises. He just said, I went from feeling doubtful to giving him a chance. Everyone's kind of like, we like him.
Yeah. And he says, which I have to give him credit for, is that he said that he appreciates that he took accountability for his faults, which he did in the conversation with her dad. It was, you know, he was like, hey, it was, I shouldn't have done that. Like he's definitely owning the fact that he shouldn't have left and he should have expressed himself. And then it's going so well that they all move to scootering together around, you know, the La Quinta campus. And all I could think about, Becca, was if my family was here and someone handed my dad a helmet and a scooter and said, now, I know you just met this guy an hour ago. You guys got to scoot around and look cute. My dad would have slammed the door in Chris Harrison's face and been like, where is my tequila and soda? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm not
scooting
oh,
around.
Oh, wait, Chris, I forgot. There's no contract. And I didn't agree to do any of this bullshit.
My dad would just been like, you want me to ride this around outside with this guy?
In 115 degree
heat? In 115 degree? My dad wouldn't. He would never. He would never. And I'd be like, Dad, come on, please. Just for the, it's going to be sweet. We'll have a cute family moment. My dad would have been like, no, I'm already out here. What more do you want from me?
And my mom would have been like this, oh my God, fun. Are we gonna do board games too after? Oh my gosh.
My dad just would have been like, absolutely not.
Disgusting.
Absolutely not. This is so corny.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Then we have Zach with the families, and I foresee an ominous beginning because
oh, the energy is not good.
Because Dad Adams. Starts out with, I need to make sure a divorce doesn't happen again.
We're getting that. We also are getting Zach showing up. And Zach, who now around Tayshia is very smiley and more lighthearted, seems very serious
nervous. My guy.
I was like, no. Let's not take this turn. You were really been coming out of your shell. And now he's going back. And he's going to be really serious and take this and not have like that, hey, let's get to know you happy energy.
Well, no. Zach, my man, starts out swinging, knocks it out of the park immediately, saying, you know, talking about her glow. First of all, you know, their daughter's glow. First time I saw that glow was when she was talking about you guys, you know.
Oh, what a move.
Family. And you can see he oozes earnestness, you know, and you know it's coming from the heart, and his family, her family immediately picks up on that.
Yes, immediately. And though, so this was the interesting piece to me. So Tayshia, then when she's talking with her dad, the energy feels off in comparison to Ben. At least that's what I was like feeling, is that when she sat down with Ben, she was like, oh my God, like, yeah, he came back, but I like him so much. And I liked him from the beginning so much. And then when she sat down with her dad, You know, she was just like, Zach's just a good guy. Like, he's a, you know, an 8.95 out of 10 for me, but I, and she seemed more serious.
You know what it is? Oh, I wonder if we think the same thing.
To me, Tayshia, we see obviously later in this, is so nervous about getting engaged again because of marriage. I think she really sees Zach as a potential husband. So it's a very different, like, Ben is fun.
Exactly what I was going to say. She legit cares about her family's opinion about Zach.
Yes.
She gives a shit about what her dad has to say about Zach.
Yes.
So she's choosing her words. You know, it's like, Dad, are you like, I want to know your thoughts on this guy. I'm 8. She said, he asked her, you know, one through 10. She said 8.95 because I want to gauge how you guys feel about him. She didn't have that apprehension with Ben because she doesn't see it in the serious way that she sees Zach.
And I noted the dynamic, too, when Ben first came in and sat with Tayshia with the family, that Tayshia was leading the conversation. They were, like, mutually having the conversation, but Tayshia was very much like, this is Ben, and he left, but let's cheers to this. When she sat down with Zach, Tayshia wasn't saying a word. Mm-hmm. She was like, just watched Zach handle and lead the conversation, which again to me goes, okay, this feels very serious.
Yeah,
like she's like, okay, I think I might be able to marry this man.
Yes,
and I'm feeling this wholeheartedly.
Wait, did we skip over Ben saying I'm falling in love with you to her?
What do you mean?
No.
Did I miss this?
We didn't note this at the end of Tayshia's date with Ben. They're talking before Ben leaves. We didn't cover this. Ben says, she says, I'm falling in love like with
all
Ben
over
all over again.
Yeah.
He says, I love you before they walk back to their suites. And she does not say, I love you back. Which is also interesting because he tells the parents, like, I'm falling in love with your daughter. And then he's like, once again, we see Zach have that. I'm very obviously critical of him, so I'm really overanalyzing everything in a negative light. Apologies to the Ben stans, but sorry. That's just where I'm coming from. And, you know, it was the same light bulb moment of like, I'm falling in love with Tayshia. I love her. I love Tayshia. And then he tells Tayshia, I love you. She doesn't say it back. So right there, we're a key into the situation and a key difference because
she
had no hesitation yesterday's episode saying I love you right back to Mr. Zach.
No hesitation.
Anyway, back to
so Zach has the chat then with mom, and I love, you know, when she's like, where do you see each other 5 years from now? And he's so good. I love that question. And just he talks about that he wants to be married to her and have kids with her. And
her mom's like, we see the first ounce of emotion. She's like, I like that.
She's like, I hear grandbaby.
Yeah.
and then Zach Clark with maybe one of the 10 out of 10 parent performances I have ever seen. Uh-huh. I was squealing, yelling at the TV because after how it went so well with Ben, I was like, this is so ominous. It's going to go terribly with Zach. I can feel it. And
we couldn't be more wrong.
We couldn't be more proud.
He said, honesty. And for a straight shooter dad, like Dadams,
Dadams, I like it.
You got to just go in there, get down to the truth. And Zach does not mince words, you know?
No.
He said, I was married before in 2009, which, by the way, is a long ass time ago.
Yeah.
That's 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was partying. He didn't understand what marriage was. And I'm like, ooh, killing it.
Mm-hmm.
Killing it. You know, I truly didn't understand what marriage was. And then he's talking to a married man being like, yep. You didn't know, you know, and his dad, her dad says, you know, like, I don't want this to be another little like life test or like a test of your commitment. That's not what this is about.
And then Zach comes in,
chef's kiss,
and he lets Mr. Adams know that with a conversation that him and his daughter had had, that he had heard from her how much her dad meant her, how much he sacrificed. He brings up him paying for private school, that it must have been tough sometimes, that, hey, sometimes there were even mistakes and moments, But he realizes how much he has to live up to, and he's not scared of that.
Yes, and he says even just a tiny thing he said before is he's like, when all of this fades away, which remember, microwaving the relationship guy is who he's talking to.
Yes, and he
says, when all this fades away, like, I care about supporting her in the tough times, and I'm looking forward to it. And he says, you know, to her dad after he shares all those details that he remembered, that he listened.
He's
demonstrating his critical his listening skills, replaying the conversation back to her dad. And he says, you know, the bar is high, but I'll hit that bar. And he says not only that, he goes, I look forward to that challenge.
Yes.
The challenge of supporting your daughter in the way that a man like you did.
Nailed it! And then he tells him, he's talked about how he is ready right now. Like, he is ready for a proposal. He is ready, and he wants her dad to know that. Now, what Zach didn't do, or at least that we didn't see, I guess maybe they could have cut it, but what he didn't do, and I had more chills all over my body, is he didn't ask permission to propose.
We didn't see anyone ask permission to propose.
Which could have been editing. But
fascinating. I didn't even catch that.
But Ben didn't really talk with Tayshia's dad about proposing. He just talked about he's in love with her. That's his newest revelation. Mm-hmm. Now, Zach knows he's in love with her, and he also knows he wants to propose to her. So he lets Mr. Adams know that he is indeed ready and excited and wanting to propose. And he said, I need you to know that this is what I want and I'm ready for this. But he doesn't ask for permission. He doesn't ask for permission. And I also noted later on the episode, when they are having their the top moment, and Zach has this full speech with Tayshia, per typical, the guy gives the speech and then he starts to get down on one knee. Zach gave the speech and then he waited in dead silence for Tayshia's response. Mm-hmm. Very interesting to me.
That is interesting.
This feels very much like a mutual, modern relationship.
I wonder, do you think Tayshia specifically did not want the men asking for her father's permission?
Maybe
she wanted to talk to her father and ask for her father's opinion.
Which I love if that's the case too.
Yeah.
Either way, I love what's happening here.
Yeah.
We're not having that like ask the father's blessing moment. And then also, then again, once he is actually in like telling her, he waits for Tayshia's response, and I believe this is intentional because I think Zach listens and cares, and he knows how nervous she was about the proposal, that instead of putting all that emotion on her and then getting down on a knee, he put it out there and then waited for her response, and then he reciprocated again with that. I just think that it's important to note because I think he's an intentional king.
And rarely have I seen a better hometown visit than that. I mean, it was good. And her dad can't help but beam as he says, I look forward to seeing what happens. Her mom says, I noticed their chemistry. And my heart was bursting for them. I felt true joy.
I was like, I was smiling like an idiot at the TV.
Yes.
I was so happy.
Yeah.
Of course, he brings the New York pizza from the La Quinta kitchen. And he says that there's nowhere else he'd rather be. And his mom's like, her mom's like, that's so sweet. And I believe it. That's the thing with Zach is I believe him.
I know.
I believe every word.
I love him. I'm so proud of him. That's how I feel about Zach.
I get like really emotional thinking about
him. I am so proud of how far you've come. And I've seen you through this journey for the past 15 years.
I know you through being creepy. Yeah.
For some reason I feel that way with him. I'm just like, I'm so proud of you, Zach.
Yeah.
But there is a lot for him to be proud of himself and for the people in his life to be proud of him, because he is one of, just in general, men and women, which that is saying a lot, one of the most like self-aware, aware of, you know, the reason I have an issue with the whole empath thing is because a lot of times people are just projecting their own emotions onto the other person of how they think that person is probably feeling based on how they are experienced, how they've experienced that feeling. Zach doesn't do that. Zach hones in and notices and listens and pays attention and sees, really sees Tayshia. Not only Tayshia, but sees other people too. We've seen him see the other guys in the house. And that's something that I think he should just be so proud of, because he has so much like emotional intelligence and maturity that he's developed, obviously through the difficult times in his life, like way more than I have and most people that I know have. And it's just it's just so, yeah, I just feel like he has a lot to be proud of.
A true empath, I believe. A mature, true empath.
Yeah.
You know, you even saw it throughout this entire season. Every time he'd interact with the men in the house, he was the one who was keeping the peace and having the conversations.
You know what, though? He's not an empath. He is. I heard someone say that empathy, that compassion is better than empathy, because when you experience empathy, you take on that person's emotions. Compassion allows you to hold that person at a distance and still see their feelings, but while remaining strong in what you're experiencing separately from that person. And that's what Zach's doing. Zach has compassion for people, where he's grounded and centered in what's happening with him, so that instead of being weighed down by the person's emotion that he's feeling, he remains strong and is like, let me support you as I see you in this time.
Do you know what I think, Becca? I think the reason that I've loved him from the top is that seeing how he interacts with the men, I would consider myself to be wired as an empath. Mm. And I struggle with what you're talking about. Mm. I struggle with being very self-focused, because I'm like, oh, this person's emotional energy is weighing on me. And then I make it about me. Mm. And when I see Zach, I completely see what you're saying, where it's like, it felt like that compassion where it's like, this guy, he's so in tune and he's always checking in on everybody, but he seems also so grounded, and I want that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
I believe that you're headed in that direction.
I appreciate that.
And with my guidance. No, but I bet he seems like someone who's probably come a really long way in his own emotions and in the way that he deals with people. And
I agree.
Just the self work is just goals.
2021 goals.
Come on, Jess. We can do it. We can be more like Zach.
That's the new shirt.
Isn't that weird? Like, how have we come this far? How have I come this far? Like, I am like, I want to be like Zach. WWZD. I love the way he handles the people in his life. Truly, that I'm so inspired by him. One of my friends texted me today, too, and she was just like, I love Zach.
Yeah.
She was watching yesterday's
episode. And I think there's something to be said about how he then has done that to you, where you have gone and you feel things hard. Like you stand firm in your opinion. He truly, like, he showed you himself via the screen.
And it's a beautiful fucking thing. By the end, he's crying. I'm crying. I'm being an empath, being like, I feel what you're feeling.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right. Quick break.
Quick break as we weep through this next ad, thinking about him. Broads. So, you know, I love to talk about a sponsor that's been a game changer for me in my everyday life, and something that I use religiously. I use it as a religion as well. And that is Function of Beauty. And that's so true. It's an everyday thing for me. It has been a game changer. I've talked 1 million times about my hair drama and how I have this hair that can go in and out of thinning, and finding a shampoo and conditioner that simultaneously thickens but also smooths and shines has been impossible for me. And I've tried a lot of shamps and conditioners, okay? I've tried a lot, but finally with Function of Beauty, I found my perfect fit, because it is so custom just for my hair.
Well, here's how it works, Broads. You take a quick quiz and you tell the team at Function of Beauty all about your hair goals, and you customize all the fun things like fragrance and color, and then their team will determine the perfect blend of ingredients to suit your needs, and before you know it, you'll have your personalized formula delivered right to your door.
Mm-hmm. All the ingredients are clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and free of parabens, sulfates, and other harmful ingredients. And they even deliver your personalized formula right to your door in a cute customized bottle. They print your name on it. It's adorable.
It is cute.
Along with the pump, stickers, gifts, and even detailed instructions describing your hair care regimen. I've been using my formulas for a few months now, and I can honestly say I actually look forward to washing my hair now. This is the truth. I used to dread washing my hair constantly because it would just come out and I'd be so frustrated with the way that it would be. And now after Function of Beauty, I feel great about it. It's no wonder that Function of Beauty already has over 50,000 five-star reviews.
No joke, though. I used Gray's mom's shampoo last time I was at their house. And literally today, I'm like, my hair feels like really weighty and greasy, and it does not normally feel like that. Mm-mm. Function of Beauty. What are you waiting for? Go to functionofbeauty.com/broads to take your quiz, and you'll save 20% off your first hair care order. Just go to functionofbeauty.com/broads to let them know you heard about it from our show, and you'll get 20% off your hair care order. That's functionofbeauty.com/broads.
Okay, so the next day we have Tayshia. She's been doing a lot of journaling, and we hear the ominous knock at the door.
And she's like, who is coming back now?
She legit audibly goes, nah, nope. She actually
says, I bet what's going through her head now is like, oh, is this going to be Brendan now?
Yeah, she's like, I'm finally feeling pretty steady after this. Now Brendan's going to show up or something, nope. You know.
It's good old DAD.
It's good old DAD. And, you know, he
comes in guns a-blazing at first.
Yeah.
And Jess and I were like, what have producers told this man?
It feels like producers were just trying to scare the shit out of him. And we're like, Zach's a bad guy. Ben's a bad guy. Yeah. They're both going to leave your daughter. Like, that's what it felt like. But I will, which I'm sure did happen to a certain extent. But I will say, after their conversation and then hearing what Tayshia said, talk about feeling a sinking feeling in your stomach. When Tayshia brings up afterwards that she remembers, because her dad comes in, he's concerned about a divorce happening again in her life.
Yes.
And she says, I remember a vivid night where I was in the car just sobbing. God, and she said, my dad came out and he spent hours with me. And I, all of a sudden, you know, again, empath, putting myself in the position.
Oh, dude. No, I was
flooded with past memories of mine and Evan's first breakup and me laying on the couch weeping for like 12 hours. My mom telling me that for 3 nights straight, I cried in my sleep.
Oh,
and I didn't know.
Oh, my God.
And my mom would come and pet my head. And I had no idea this was happening. Ugh. And so then all of a sudden, when I brought back Evan, and I'm like, we want to date again. My parents were like, no, thank you. And I was like, what's your problem, you two? But she's like, we had that conversation. We're like, you have to understand what this put the family through.
We watched you suffer, and we suffered with you. Like, yeah. Oh,
man. That was real shit.
Yeah, it was. It was. And I was like, I would die for this man. And she, you know, it was just the total like supportive dad vibes of yeah, that totally got to me too, of her being like, yeah, it was just the two of us as he was there for me. And so he's really like, I don't want you making the biggest mistake of your life. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm trying to read into it. Like, so does he not want her to get engaged? And
and I'm thinking, is he saying anything specific about somebody?
Right, did that get cut?
Now, a broad slid into my DMs. Thank goodness before we recorded, quickly caught this because, let me read this, so interesting. This broad, and I didn't get a chance to ask permission if I could say her name.
Okay.
So I'm so sorry if I'm not giving you credit. You know who you are. I appreciate you. she said, did you all notice Tayshia was wearing the same dress, heels, hair combo when she sent Ben home as when she was talking to her dad?
I did notice that, and I was confused, and I didn't think anything of it because I'm a dumbass, unlike this broad.
This broad caught this shit. She was wearing that little denim number.
Yes,
and
yes.
And then she went and she sent Ben home. So,
and those assholes try to make it look like it's unrelated.
Uh-huh. Yep. So it looks like dad came in. Who knows if she had her date with Zach yet? I don't think so. That it looks like she probably sent Ben home before she even had her one-on-one with Zach.
Makes me livid that they got that out.
I know.
I want to know what the fuck he said.
Let's
get him on the pod.
Wait, Tayshia's father, please. But you okay, so what he could have said, though, he could have said exactly what we heard him say.
Yeah, and then she just takes
and
it.
And she knew exactly in her stomach the moment that he said that Ben was not the person for her, and she's still nervous about Dak and him breaking her heart, but she still feels like this could be the one. So I'm going to send Ben home and then I'm going to see what happens with Zach. Which also you put two and two together when she, so she sent Ben home after her conversation with her dad. If then she had her date with Zach right afterwards or the next day, of course she's going to be on edge like she was.
Yeah.
It's like, I just sent someone home.
I'm picking this guy now.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh, we're having a wedding dance together? This is getting real serious.
Fucking right. That's a good fucking point.
This was this broad, so thank you.
That's a good point. That his date that Zach's date probably came after Ben was sent home.
Yeah.
That really makes sense with her being... makes sense with her being nervous. Now, what I want to believe is that her dad said, your mother and I don't want you making the biggest mistake of your life. And picking Ben would be the biggest mistake of your life. You know, that's just what I want to believe, just for the drama.
Of course, we love the drama of it all. But I mean, I think, again, after we saw the date with, obviously the date with Ben went well too, and I think her parents really did like him.
Yeah, I also don't think that he's the type of dad to be like, don't pick this guy and pick this guy.
No, but maybe he even threw out, you know, how Tasha seemed like,
or how Zach talked about her.
Yeah, it maybe like to me,
like I could see her dad being like, you know, I paid attention to
the conversation. Just seemed a lot more mature with Zach than it did with Ben. Not that Ben seemed immature, but it just seemed younger and more inexperienced in love. Yes. And Zach seemed like what it was, a man who's been married before, who's what, he's 40 or like 38.
Yep.
And this is somebody who he has had a lot of life experience, and it just so it feels different.
Well, okay, so after that conversation, we have the date with Zach. When what really happened is that she went and broke up with Ben right after.
Yes, exactly. Mm. And
so let's pretend that she had just sent home Ben, and now she's going on this date with Zach, and she's like, "Well, now I've picked Zach.
Now,
fuck,
is this going to happen? Yes or no? Like, this is a big determinant of what I'm going to do tomorrow." And so she is clearly so nervous.
Zach senses trepidation, as he says.
And they sit down and she's
in front of a loud ass waterfall. I don't know what the hell happened.
So loud.
All of that.
Those mics were tripping.
Yeah.
And she says that she's that the stress is hitting, whatever. And then, of course, Zach, the king he is, right away asks, "Can I do anything for you? Like, what do you need me to do for you?"
I know. And he says, later on when they're doing the dance lesson, he says, "I'm sensing she's nervous and I just want to be her support and give her what she needs." And that almost made me tear up, which I'm not used to.
And then also when he said, "She's allowed to have moments of doubt, but I want her to know I'm not going anywhere."
That's where I'm just like, Zach, yes, king. Because instead, normally with a guy, with any person, girl or guy, with me, with you, with anyone, they're going to be like, "I sense she's nervous. Does this mean she's going to pick me or not going to pick me? What can I do to try to make her pick me?"
I can tell you exactly what I would have done. I would have been super shaky. I would have been so in my head. I would have been acting really weird then too. And then I would have like been just planning of the conversation that I was going to corner the person with after and be like, "What's going on? Talk to me."
No, and you see him look. So now I'm skipping to the dance lesson. Sorry. But you watch him.
Which, by the way, can we talk about when they walked in to this dance lesson. They're performing this beautiful dance. And Zach goes, "Yes." Like, this is what he's been waiting for his entire life, because he is like the lord of the dance. It's like, finally, lord, a dancing date. This is what I've been waiting for.
He throws up his cape. Puts the one foot forward.
All of a sudden, he becomes Fred Astaire. He's in tap shoes. He's just like,
"Ballroom rhythm, feel it. Everybody dance." Oh my god,
that was what vibe I was getting. Anyways, please continue.
But during the dance thing, I saw him looking at her, mm-hmm. and he was eyeing her, not in a way of insecurity and like, mm-mm. "Oh shit, why does she seem nervous?" No, he was literally just put himself aside, and you saw it in his eyes, and he's just looking at her like, "Tayshia, something's off. How can I be here for you right now, mm-hmm. just to lift you up,
full
to be your backbone?"
Yes,
doesn't give a shit if she's picking. If she's going to pick, you know, Ben, or if she's going to pick Bennett, that's irrelevant to him. In mm-hmm. that moment, he's just like, "She needs me right now. And how can I give myself to her in a way that will be helpful?"
In the words of Dale and Claire, he was willing to hold her hand and pace around the pool instead of trying to just fix and take care of himself in the situation. And he, what he does, which, by the way, we stan a man who is not embarrassed to dance his ass off and give a flourish with the gorgeous moves. He's actually a decent dancer.
Yeah, he wasn't bad.
He was picking up on those things.
He was not bad.
Pretty quick. Tayshia is about to have a nervous breakdown.
Yes.
She is, he's doing those moves and she's going, we're off. No, stop. What are you doing? Stop. Yep. And she's getting a little bit like, she's stressing out. I was waiting for Zach to all of a sudden, I'm like, God, it's too good to be true. He's going to snap at her and this is going to go down. It's going to be horrible. And all of a sudden this like dark side of Zach is going to come out or something and I'm going to be devastated. But no. He did the exact opposite and he made her laugh, but not in a pushy way. He wasn't forcing her to have fun. He himself just had fun and relaxed her.
Yep. He said, he was like, hey, babe, let's just roll with it.
Yeah.
Let's just roll with it.
No pressure. We're just enjoying this. Chill. Yeah. We're just enjoying this moment together. And then when they actually did the dance, their eye contact, when he was brushing his hand down her arms, I was like, what romantic movie are we watching right now? I am not watching The Bachelorette. For the first time in my life, The Bachelorette feels like a romantic movie that I would watch over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen Shall We Dance?
No.
The Richard Gere movie?
No.
Okay, first of all, Richard Gere, drool central. Okay, I'm a huge fan.
Okay.
This is a movie where Richard Gere has been in a marriage for a while and he's just feeling like low in his life. And so he starts secretly taking up ballroom dancing class lessons.
Of course. Okay.
And it's with J-Lo and you think that he's falling for J-Lo. And yet at the very end, he ends up doing like ballroom dancing with his wife who he's been with for a long time. And it's like the most romantic. Sorry, that was a spoiler alert. But it's the movie's been out for like 15 years. But it's so romantic and so beautiful. And they have a scene where they're dancing together. And all I could picture was Zach and Tayshia living this wild fantasy in New York. Because, of course, this takes place in New York. And I'm like, I'm picturing them going to their dance classes together when they're older.
And, you know, I know this is dumb, but I just love his love for her. He says, like, she is just... He says in the most... Again, the word earnest keeps popping up. He says in the most earnest way, just like... She is just such a special person. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God. Well, then when they have their nighttime portion, he's throwing out these lines that are just like, are you ripping notes out of my journal? Because he says, this is all so beautifully scary, which I love that phrase. It's one of the reasons we gave Ember her name because it's like, it's frightening and it's beautiful fire. Like, I love this. I love that our king embraces something as scary can also be beautiful.
Well, and he says, you know, he keeps emphasizing that she needs to do what she needs to do.
Yes.
And he says in an interview, he goes, you know, I can sense that she's not there yet. Yeah. And it's not charged for him. He's not scared. He's just like, look, she's not there. I've picked up on that. And so
he's calm. And these conversations always, these last conversations always are stressful. They never go well.
No, he asks what's going on with her without judgment, without fear. And then he just listens.
Yes.
And she tells him basically bottom line about the fears of abandonment that she's having.
And then her fears. We're having a conversation that I was like, this is so, again, so real. Saying, I'm nervous that I'm this independent woman that you love. You like that I do these things and we could conquer the world. But what if one day I wake up and I want to be a stay-at-home mom? Are you going to have the same thoughts and feelings for me?
His answer? He goes, dude, he's so good at this, but it's like not that it's rehearsed. It's that this is just coming from his heart.
Oh, God.
He goes, you know, like, you know what this marks for me is 9 years sober. And it's the most important thing in my life because it allows me to not run away. And I have to face life head on because of that. And so he goes, I'm not proposing unless I'm committing to you. And he goes, you know why I love you? It has nothing to do with what you'll be from 5 years from now, whether you're a stay-at-home mom or whether you're a waiter or whatever. It has to do with, like, you being happy, and that's what matters.
How is it so perfect?
And she says Zach truly wholeheartedly loves her. And I agree. And they say, I love you again. And I am just like, and I am just like, say it again. Say it again.
Say it again. And then he says, and then there is a moment where I burst into tears during this episode when he is giving her so much and he is there for her and wants to affirm and just be a steady constant for her as she's working through this. When then we get hit with him in the interview, when he looks in camera and he says with so much joy, I think she believes in me. And I have no control over what my body is doing. I have turned into liquid. I am like, I mean, it is love. It is the only thing that is love. This is only what love is now. There is nothing else left on this planet but Tayshia and Zach's love.
Which is true, you know?
Yeah.
Which is true. It's just, I mean, I don't even know what to think anymore.
No. And then she says, I love Zach Clark. And it's very confident and it's direct. And now knowing that Ben was gone during this part, that Ben was gone and this was her confirmation moment that she was like, I think I love him. I think I want to be with him. I think I'm ready to have that moment. And he affirmed her in all the ways she needed to, and she was having her final, like, I need to hear these things, and he did everything that she needed. Fantastic.
Beautiful. Really, truly beautiful. Well, then we cut to Ben in the shower.
I was like,
which I guess is part of his bachelor audition. I don't know what that's going on.
Well, I was just like, okay, we have the Colton shower scene, we have clips of Matt showering. This is ABC letting us know that Ben might be, yep, that Ben might be a future bachelor for us, because this had bachelor written all over it.
I will have problems.
I know.
I will have big problems.
I know. I
think, and probably people will have big problems with me, and I will go down fighting.
I know.
I will start smear campaigns on Instagram. Oh no, I'm just kidding. But I will. I am going to reserve the things I want to say, but I'm just going to say, I think the issues I have are just a little bit beyond me just not liking him. I think that there's some issues there.
I will say this. If they choose anyone from this season and it's not Ivan, I will flip tables.
Yeah.
Like, Ivan would be the most perfect bachelor, and if a future bachelor is from the season, it's not Ivan, I will flip tables.
Yeah.
I'll just say that.
Yeah.
But well, this was quite, yeah.
He says again that she makes him feel things that he's never felt before. And he also drops that he has a feeling he's going to propose and she's going to say yes.
He's pretty confident about it.
Which I just have to bring it back to Zach, because then when we cut to before Zach and her have their whole proposal thing, Zach is like, I'm acknowledging that even though I feel so good, there is a possibility that it's not going to end with the two of us. And like, basically I have peace with that. And it's just, but it's not like most people are going through what Ben's going through.
Yeah, I'd be like Ben. He was very confident. I wouldn't be confident. I'd be shitting myself, yeah, worried about the other person, thinking about them together. But
she knocks and he goes, oh boy. And you're like,
I didn't feel bad for him.
Oh no, buddy.
And this, because she came in and she knew exactly what she was going to do. She came in, she was extremely direct.
And she says, you set the bar for being vulnerable and I care about you.
And that's true.
So much. And then she breaks up with him.
And we have a Ben breakup part two. He says that he's still in love with her. I do have to say he was extremely gracious this round two.
Yeah.
Very gracious. He said, when you love someone, you want them to be happy.
And he said, I'm truly happy for you.
And he let her know. And I, as he was saying this, all I was thinking about were his future taglines as a bachelor. Because he finally said, I love you. We see him maybe wipe a tear. Mm. We see him getting rejected twice. This is a lineup.
You know what I see? Like, his tagline being something like, you know, because he has this side smile thing. You know, it's time for my happiness.
Yes. Or I'm trying to think. I feel like that's going to be, there's the word love will be involved.
Seems a little obvious. It's time to be loved. A little heavy-handed. No, you think, oh,
it's time to be loved. I mean, but heavy-handed. ABC likes heavy-handed, let's be real.
What's Matt's, though? Matt is like, it's something so dumb.
They, in these previews with Matt, have been saying Matchler. Or it's Matt-tastic, I think I saw.
Oh, I saw, no, the billboard.
I was like, you guys, now we're not even trying anymore. No, the billboard anymore. I saw. Like, fuck, come on.
Like the billboard I saw was like a play on the word Matt. It was like, yeah, I don't remember what it was. It's like, but it, yeah, listen, it was a.
Hey, guys, we understand that Claire had a name, so you could say clarify, clarity. But guess what? Those are actually words.
Matt-tastic?
We're stretching it. It's too thin.
Can we get shirts that say it's Matt-tastic? Yes. I mean, that doesn't even sound like anything. Like, what?
I am 99% sure it was Matt-tastic, but it was a word that was not a real word that had Matt in front of it. I was like, come on. This is out of control.
I'm trying to see if on The Bachelor they have any of the taglines.
It's there were numerous that I've seen, and they're not.
Matnificent?
That's what it was. Matnificent.
I'm sorry, what?
Magnificent, that's what it was. That's even better than Matt-tastic.
Oh my.
Matnificent. Fam, that's not a word. It doesn't work like that. You just can't make up words. We'd have to get shirts that say it. Matnificent.
It's Matnificent? That yeah. is so dumb. It makes me mad.
Poor Matt. I mean, I feel bad for him. He's like,
oh, look at their weird ass group photo once again in some sort of hall.
I know.
What on earth?
it's like they're not trying anymore.
Look at this girl in her feather dress thinking she's looking all unique. All right. Can't wait to do the cast bios. Just going to say that. Sorry for the digression. All right. So we're back to the breakup.
Again, he handled it very well. I was very impressed with the exit. Yeah. He did say in the car, and again, it's just the language. I know I'm going to get tons of shit for this, but the language he was saying as he was driving away, she was perfect for me. Yep. Like, it was...
Nothing can... I mean, I got to give the guy a break, too, because it is a hard comparison with Daddy Zach.
That's very true. I mean
anyone's just gonna look ridiculous in comparison to
and
him.
And again, like I was saying, I did not like that he came back after she asked him to leave. I do not like the way that he walked up to the ceremony and said she invited me, but
no,
I will say the rest of his time on during this portion with the family, with the exit, it was fine. He was fine.
It was fine.
We're obviously, you know, hardcore Zaddy Zach. We're fine. We're fine.
Yeah, no, but it was like, yeah, when, especially in this episode, when you're just comparing the conversation, it's like, oh, good date with the parents. And then you're like, oh
my God.
A Matt-tastic date with the parents.
Absolutely.
Magnificent date. So, you know, I will give him that. How can you
compare
shoes to what? That's like one of those lines.
Big shoes to fill.
Yeah, he's got big shoes to fill.
Those are some hard shoes to fill. They're stiff. Those are some fresh kicks. Well, proposal day. You know, we see Tayshia opening a box full of Neil Lane jewelry and simultaneously poor Matt.
Hi, I'm Neil Lane. Poor Matt? You just said Matt.
Oh, Lord. It's getting in my brain. Poor Zach.
I think no one loves their own name as much as Neil.
No, he definitely says it when he's jerking off. He says his own name.
The first and the last name. Of course. He would say that, like, I don't even think he's married, but if he was, he would be like.
Neil Lane the king of the diamonds, not married? The king of the wedding ring? The king of the wedding ring.
The king of the wedding ring!
Well,
something very kind of scary about that. Let's see if Neil Lane's married.
Neil Lane is showing, he is opening the sacred box for Zach, and he's like, this is a princess cut. This is an emerald cut. And this is a Mordor cut. I would say don't pick this one. Wink.
He's like,
one ring to rule.
One ring to rule them all. My precious.
And heel.
He's showing all the rings. He's like, this one would be beautiful. The emerald cut. The diamond cut. This one. Not this one. His fangs come out. Yeah, like all his teeth suddenly turn sharp and his eyes are like. And then he's like, I'm sorry. You have to excuse me for a minute. And then he goes and scuttles on the ceiling to go put the ring back in his treasure box. I just almost peed. Zach's like, oh, this one's beautiful. No!
Of horror movie when his teeth suddenly get all sharp, his eyes turn red. Oh my god, my stomach hurts so bad.
When I googled is Neil Lane married, the first thing that came up was Brendan Morey was freaked by Neil Lane date.
I think that's putting it mildly. Because also, what we didn't see was when Brendan was trying to use the restroom, Neil popped and revealed his true self to Brendan.
When Neil Lane tried to bite off one of his fingers.
Accidentally, Brendan walked into the bathroom wearing one of the man bands.
No, Neil Lane was probably like, where are you going with that? No, he probably walked into the bathroom and Neil Lane was sucking the soul out of one of the camera guys. I was like, hunched over one in the corner, like, hey. And Brendan's just like, oh my God, Tayshia, I don't know what I just saw. Tayshia's like, don't think Brendan's ready to get engaged. He's like, no, Tayshia, I.
Brendan's been in love with Tayshia this whole time and wanted and to Neil be Lane's with her, but
like, you never saw this.
Brendan's just like, I'm so scared. Not for the reasons you think.
Tayshia, I gotta get out of here. That's like, he ends it. I gotta leave.
I'm so sorry. I really wanted to have this fantasy suite with you.
I don't feel safe here.
But I need to leave, and I recommend you do so as well, because I don't know what happens here after dark. I know beforehand Neil Lane was getting FaceTimed, but now he's on the proper...
God. Neil Lane is not married.
Wow. That honest,
actually, yeah.
I'll be real with you. That makes it so much scarier to me.
100%. 100. And
every 100 years, Neil Lane picks a new bride.
They don't know his exact birthday. That means he's like 400 years old at least.
Oh, God.
Isn't that horrifying?
He definitely...
Look, here he is with... Here's a picture of him with Johnny Depp in like 2002, and he looks the exact same age.
Oh, wow. That's actually pretty wild. Him and Jay Depps are hanging out? Wow, Neil really gets around. Why does he look so excited?
Well, he provided rings for Reese Witherspoon, Renee Zellweger, Jennifer Hudson. This guy was big before The Bachelor.
Oh, wow.
He designed jewelry pieces for Barbara Streisand, Elizabeth Taylor, Demi Moore, Angelina Jolie.
Oh my God, no wonder he thinks he's such hot shit, because he really is.
Right? I know.
Neil. My ring needs a little pick-me-up. If you want to slide into the DMs so after we
sorry,
called
Neil.
You a Transylvanian resident.
Soul sucker.
Oh.
Anyway.
On another note. Zach had his 9th sober year anniversary. Oh, we didn't discuss that. Oh, no, we did. Did you say that briefly?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So what, I mean, so then this has so many layers for him and is so, like, also, just so you know, that when we're recording this on Tuesday, it's also his mom's birthday.
Wow, beautiful.
There's just a lot coming together for him.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well,
Chris Harrison meets Tayshia on...
Which, by the way, even before that, when he's picking out the ring, he's crying, saying that he loves Tayshia so much.
Oh, he's so overwhelmed with his love for her. And
it's beautiful.
Okay, but so now, but now I start feeling a little nervous because we discover that the property on which Tayshia will be potentially getting engaged is a property that does not have a great track record, aka Jason and the dress, aka Blake and the penis crystal. So I'm like, oh God,
we know what
happens when you go off campus at La Quinta. That's where the real hauntings happen. So I'm like, oh Lord, is this going to be bad news bears for Zach and Tayshia? And she is so nervous. And she's talking to Chris Harrison, and you and I were quaking at this point.
Yes.
Because she seems like she's about to tell Chris Harrison, you know, she's about to walk away. And she's like, I've questioned if I've ever been in love. And
then, until now. Oh. She said, I've never been in true love. Until now.
And we screamed.
And she's just crying. And I'm realizing that she is just feeling so much. And it's just emotionally intense for her heart.
Yes. She feels so much
overwhelmed by his love.
Love and probably just so much acceptance. And yes, just he's been so there for her in these past few days that I'm sure were unbelievably stressful for her. Yeah. Oh, and then Zach shows up, and then we see him walking through some wild decor. I mean,
the pompous branches are just all over the place.
They are in that U form.
It looks like a blogger's home, like, exploded, and all that's left is the pompous remains.
It looks like Neil Lane is ready for a blood sacrifice, is what it looked like he was walking up to.
You know what, though? On another serious note, I think what was overwhelming for Tayshia is it was like soulmate overwhelming. Like, this is my soulmate. Yeah. And I just am so overcome by that emotion.
They have big soulmate energy.
Big soulmate energy.
Big soulmate energy.
You know what, too? It's like, Zach is like not the, well, in my opinion, not the cutest guy.
No, he wasn't like the hot. I mean, you know, I feel very attracted to him physically. Yes. But
like, if he bought me a drink at the bar, I'd be like, oh, no. All right. Hopefully this guy has money.
Hopefully this guy is loaded.
That would kind of be my initial thing, which I have no problem saying, you know, initial reactions, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like, not that he's ugly, but you know that she's not just like infatuated with the way he looks or anything like that.
No,
like,
it's the way he looks at her that she's infatuated with.
Love that for her.
When he gets to her, he has what people dream years and years for would be a wedding vow. Like what he says to her, he tells her all the reasons why he loves her, and because she's strong, because she makes everyone better, because she's dorky, because, you know, all these sweet, sweet things. And then he talks about how that he's heard her. He says, it's like, I hear what you're saying. I've listened to you. I know that you are nervous about these certain things with loyalty. And he promises his loyalty to her. And then, like I said, he didn't get down on one knee. There was a long pause with him looking at her. And I truly believe, because he is an intentional king who truly listens, that he did not want to put her in a position where he would get down on a knee and she would feel pressure. I think he wanted to hear from her that what she wanted, and to basically get the green light from her before putting her in that situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And at first she almost gave us a heart attack. When she paused and it seemed like she was about to shut this shit down, and from previews that we had seen of her, I was like, oh my God, if this ends in heartbreak, love does not exist. I'm leaving Evan. I adore him, but we're just going to have to end our marriage.
What was the line that she said where to him or something? No, it was just a pause. She said, but.
Yeah, she said,
but. Oh, no. She said, like, I love you so much. I didn't write it down. We were very caught up in the moment.
I know. I was so. It was you, like, and I were both. We had tears streaming down our faces. We were so caught up.
She's like, I love you, but. And then she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. And we're like.
And I'm like, no, God. No, what? No, no. What? But you don't.
And then she's like, but. I don't remember the line she said. Then fuck. She was like, but.
She says that it's wild love.
Or no, she says, like, maybe she does say that. I thought it was something like, but. No, she said it goes beyond love.
Yes. Yes.
She's like, it goes beyond love. It's
I think she called it Wild Love.
Yeah, that's kind of nauseating to me, but
I absolutely love it, and I will listen and I will rewatch this.
And you'll tattoo it
over. Sure, it's already tattooed. It's been happening this entire time we've been recording. It's on my ass.
This guy peeks up from.
I actually kind of like Wild Love tattooed like a typewriter style on one ass cheek. Thoughts? If I get enough people DMing me to do it, I will do it. You know I will. As soon as I can get a tattoo again, once the pandemic ceases, I'll go straight in and I will get Wild Love tattooed right on my left ass cheek. And God knows how that's going to age. Us Collins women, that's my maiden name, we tend to get real pancakey later in life in the ass region. It's going to be Wild Love, very drippy.
You're going to go to your gyno appointment and have your feet up in the stirrups, and he's going to be like, what? Wild, interesting.
It was an interesting night in 2020 when I was recapping a podcast. It'd be at that point, podcast won't exist anymore. It'll be some sort of digitized thing in your brain.
Oh, yeah. We'll just do live streams inside people's brains. Yes. It's just like you'll be in a conversation with somebody and be like, oh, sorry, Chatty Broads is coming in.
People won't even move their mouths anymore. I'll just look at you and be able to just like speak
download
to you.
Download information.
This. Mm-hmm. Just files.
But it'll be like MySpace where it'll be like there'll be a background picture going on and music at the same time. Mm-hmm. And just,
yep.
Yeah. Sounds horrible.
And I will have Wild Love tattooed upon my ass. Anyways.
No regrets, baby.
No regrets. Well, she then...
You know what you could get that could be kind of cute?
What?
You could get Wild Love like on like a sweetheart's heart, like a Valentine heart, and have it be like a little shadowed sweetheart heart on your ass.
That would be cute.
Yeah.
I'll add that on there too.
You should also get one that like a little sweetheart heart that says like Evan Forever with the number 4.
That's cute.
And so it's like candy, you know?
But what is my extremely old, rich second husband going to think about that? He's going to have the name Evan. Problems.
You just get the heart shaded in.
Oh, yeah. That'll burn, but that's okay.
They'll be small.
Okay.
Don't worry. I'll be looking up sweetheart tattoos right now.
Thank you. I feel like the ass might be a sensitive place to get a tattoo, or maybe it won't hurt at all. I'm not sure.
Doesn't seem like a lot of nerve endings, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway,
anywho, she talks about their wild love. She is so overwhelmed, and then of course he proposed. Oh no! First, he then goes over and he then continues to talk to her, and the affirmations that they were both speaking to each other. It was a long moment back and forth.
Beautiful. We didn't write down any of it.
No, I was fully caught up. I got nothing. Normally, we're great about taking notes.
Yeah.
Fully caught up. It was absolutely fantastic. I cannot wait to watch it over again.
Yep.
And he proposes to her, and it's absolutely unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, just for me, she lets him know that she cannot wait to jump into more fountains with him. That she cannot wait to call more taxis with him.
Taxi! Jess was saying that. She's going, I just really hope they do a taxi thing. And you know what? They did.
They really pulled through for me.
They did.
They really pulled through for me. Uh-huh. And I really appreciated that.
Taxi!
And there, I cannot wait for them to be together once the world is back on its feet in New York, calling taxis together and eating bagels, whatever weird way that he thinks that she eats takes a bagel. Oh, she likes a blueberry on a bagel or something like that.
At least she didn't say bagel.
Bagel. And it was absolutely fantastic. Beautiful. It was beautiful. And the only thing that really, really blew about it was the fact that we did not get a follow up. But of course, immediately we Googled what was going on.
Yes.
And Reality Steve has reported that Tayshia and Zach are still engaged. They're still very much together. They've been making the bi-coastal thing work even amidst the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So incredibly happy.
Yep.
So incredibly happy for them.
Beautiful.
And
Do we have any other shit to say?
I don't think so. All I know is that I'm just going to be very excited about the follow-up in the next few days with Tayshia and Zach. And of course, like we said before, we have this next coming week off. It's the holiday season. And then we have the following week off. We'll keep you updated. If you don't follow us at Chatty Broads on Instagram, you can see the whole schedule there. We'll keep you updated. But we'll keep you updated with Tayshia and Zach news, of course, in the following episodes when it comes to Matt's season, if we have anything to report. But I mean, as far as it goes right now, we are wrapping up 2020. Enjoy your holidays. And we are about to bring in a new year. And it's been such a good year.
It's been great. You know, it's
been a fantastic year.
I'm only speaking for myself, but it has been a great year for so many reasons.
You have a baby boy.
It's been a great year for us.
Yeah,
you know, true. We had some times of remote recording, which sucked. But all in all, I would say it was. I'm actually literally just talking about our relationship with Chatty Broads. It's been a great year.
It's been a great year between you and me.
Next year is going to be even better.
It's even better, baby. I've fallen more in love with you.
Me too.
Next
year, hopefully, I won't be pregnant at all the whole year. God,
that's going to be crazy.
No, we'll be drunk all the time.
Like, every single episode will be so intoxicated. All the broads will be like, what are they saying? And it's been a beautiful year as the Broad Squad has grown. We are so grateful for every single one of you, truly. Yeah. Like, I will say, in a year that had so many uncertainties and felt very lonely, I didn't ever feel alone because this happened twice a week through everything. And knowing that you were there, knowing that the Broads were there and being able to have communication, it's just, I don't know, very grateful for it.
For that, too.
Yeah. And grateful for Zach and Tayshia.
Me too.
And grateful to hop back into a bachelor season ASAP.
Let's go, baby.
Let's do this thing. 2021, we're going to about to make you our bitch.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, my sister, my sweet sister, her one request for her Christmas present, she lives in Missouri, was that I give a shout out to one of her friends.
Oh, my God.
Spencer Grow. So I'm going to give a shout out to you, Spencer.
Spencer? From my sister. Oh, my God. Hello, Spencer.
I normally wouldn't do that. I was like, Maddie, I can't give a shout out. That's going to start. She's like, I'm your sister. Come on.
I'm pretty sure for your sister.
So I'm going to do
a big shout out. Oh, that's so sweet.
But anyway, great year.
Great year.
And with that, chat soon, broads.
Chat soon. 2021, broads. Christmas.
And the Hanukkah. And all that's being inclusive to everyone.
And New Year's in.
The car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.